topic of today's class is how to play to jam tracks. It might sound like a weird thing. Some jam tracks... Well, before we get into it, let me just ask a few questions. If you had a bass player, a drummer, and a keyboardist, you know, living in your basement, and they weren't any trouble, and you didn't have to feed them and everything, and they made no noise when you didn't want them to make noise, but you could go downstairs and jam with them anytime you wanted to, do you think that would, even if you never practiced any more than you practice now, do you think that would make you a better musician? Just being able to go down and jam with them anytime and doing that a few times a week or whatever.
Yes.
Of course it would, right? Now what happens if you didn't have to put up with those guys or gals and you had the band anytime you wanted right in your living room? That would be cool, right? Mm-hmm. Now these sound like silly questions, but 20 years ago we didn't have jam tracks. You know, we had to walk uphill both ways in the snow in July. And taking advantage of jam tracks is a hugely powerful thing for guitarists. But there's always the challenge of what key is it in? How do I play along? You know, sometimes the backing tracks will tell you what key. Like if you go on YouTube, you can type in. This is part of it too. You guys, you know, you don't necessarily take advantage of, you know, this virtual band that you can access anytime and you don't have to feed or pay or share a bathroom with, whatever, right? You can type in backing track and name the key and something will come up. And that's no problem. It may not tell you all the chords. So the more advanced of you right now, when we put on some backing tracks, some of you will just be trying to find the key. Some of you can go further and try do the actual progression. Some of you will know more music theory than others, and you'll be able to see how the progression fits with each other. But some of you will just be happy enough just to get the key. What we're going to do, it ties together ear training, it ties together music theory, it ties together fretboard theory, it ties together your improvisational skills and all that, and maybe if you're comping along with the backing tracks, it'll inspire you to get better with the bar chords if you're doing bar chords. Like all kinds of stuff comes out. One of you, who happens to be student of the month, got as your bonus 9,000 for freaking. It was just an unbelievable amount of. I saw on the computer when I was transferring, it said transferring one of 9,000 something files, you know.
I got
them
for 8,000 of them.
Yeah, right. But then the subject came up, like, sometimes I don't know what key it's in. And sometimes you get chord charts, and I randomly went through the 9,000 and pulled out some. It turns out I pulled out 21 of them, and you're all going to get the 21 via WeTransfer when you go home. And I'll even give you the chord charts. Some of them had chord charts, and some of them didn't. Depending on where you get it from. If you type in backing track A minor, guitar backing track A minor, you can get plenty of videos, but it's not going to necessarily always display the chords. Some might. So anyway, I'm going all over the place at once. But so we're going to randomly. I have no idea what these 21 are. We're just going to play some of them. We're not going to play all of them. We don't have that much time. But we're going to put them on. You guys can try and figure out the key. Figure out the key. Then figure out whether it's major or minor. For those of you who know the minor and major scales, you can use whatever is accordingly to that. But for those of you who only know like a minor pentatonic scale, which I think is three of you, you just find the right key and then if it's in a minor key, the minor pentatonic will sound right. If it's in a major key, you have to take that down 3 frets for it to sound right. Right? And if most of the notes fit, you're good. It's as simple as that. How to find the right key? It's got to be one of 12 notes. So I just start at the open 6th string and go, we've done this before, you and I. And you just trial and error. There may be some, don't make don't jump to conclusions about which key it is, and unless you're absolutely sure if your ear is good. Some of you have stronger ears than others, because some of you listen to the commuter audio ear training, and some of you don't. But anyway, you can have a few options, like, okay, I like fret 3, that could work, that could be the key, I'm not really sure, but I'm going to keep going. I also think fret 7 fits in, and then by the time you get back to fret 12, then you have a few choices. Then go back and try your choices to see whether they fit. You just got to do it a bunch. You got to just do it a lot. And at the end, after I made you do it the hard way, then I will actually give you the chord charts, which I'm going to write up on the fly as we listen to them. Again, I don't know what we're going to pull up here. It's a little bit of Russian roulette. And some of the chords, some of the chord charts I had, and some of them I didn't. So we'll see what happens. You can help each other too. But the more advanced of you, you can do the actual chord progression. And you can even sketch out not only what the chords are, but what the rhythm of the chords is, and make your own chord chart. And one more thing before we get started. There's a variety of styles. I took hard rock. I took funk, jazz funk. I took easy listening. I took... I took something from every category. There's one that says famous backing tracks. Carlos Santana is on here. There's all kinds of different styles. So we'll see what... Or there's country. We'll see what we get on here. So we'll see what the first one is. All right, wait, hold on. Hey, that's the last one. Hold on. All right, so here we go. All right, this is just, it just says track 2 on the thing. So try and find out what key it is. Go through each of the 12 notes on the 6th string and give me some guesses as to what key is.